Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Arizona. I bet they didn't have tornado warnings today. Hey, this is Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to check in with our friend Mike in just a second, part of our travel segment that we do every Wednesday. But a few text messages coming in, especially from teachers. And, you know, it's so easy when people get trashing teachers and talking bad about them, or they don't like that they're holding out for another contract. Check yourself before you do that, because we're listening to these active shooter drill stories from teachers, and people are like, oh my gosh, I didn't know it was quite like that. And someone sent a text and said, Lisa, I teach special needs children. Imagine how difficult it is when you're trying to do an active shooter drill with kids who are already struggling on so many different levels. So our heart goes out to you. 815 said, as a teacher, I'm heightened and on edge. Other teachers are more blasé. Twice today, someone propped open a door to the school. Open, like it can't happen here. And that's what other people are asking. Like, aren't doors locked? Somebody sent a text and said, I'm from the class of 2010, and we had metal detectors and we had locked doors. So many questions, and keep asking them, because that's the key. Sometimes you just need to escape, and we do a travel segment every Wednesday, and it's sponsored by visitarizona.com. And Mike Commits on the phone. And Mike, you're a guide for REI, like REI, the store.
That's right, Lisa.
I know we have them here in Lincoln Park and Northbrook and Oak Brook Terrace and Orland Park, but you're at the store in Arizona. Are you in Phoenix, or where are you?
Yeah, that's correct. We have a couple retail stores in Arizona, and then we have an adventure center that's opened up in North Scottsdale, and that's where I work out of.
Okay, I was reading that because I know you plan trips for people and you help design some activities, and I'm thinking, I just feel like I'm not athletic enough to go into REI and go, let's do something together. I feel like I have to be able to climb a rock wall or something. Tell me you've got something for me, too.
Not one bit. We have just about anything you could ever want to do there, whether you wanted to go on a nice, easy stroll around town. We have bike rentals, mountain bike rentals, and we have courses actually available for everything from learning how to go mountain biking to going climbing. You could do some stand-up paddle boarding, and we're kind of there for you along the way, so we're there to help.
Because I think when people come to Arizona to visit, I don't think they go, oh, I should go to the REI store, because I didn't know that you could go and rent a bike or you could help design an activity. I love that, because what a great resource. So what are some of the things that you offer where when people come, they can play outside and, you know, have a good time?
So personally, I work for our multiple day tours. So we do hiking, backpacking, camping trips across the state and actually across the Southwest. But if you just wanted to come in for the day, you could get out on the Salt River. We have excellent rafting trips. We have, again, all sorts of intro to learn anything you want to do. But for me, I think the real value in it is that, you know, it takes the worry of organizing things off of you. So if you were just visiting Arizona, we could set you up. We could, you know, take care of the transportation, the food, the planning, so you can just kind of sit back and enjoy it.
The Salt River, is that where there are wild horses?
Yeah, there are.
I love all sorts of stuff out there. I love that. That is so cool. And so you could be our guide. Like if we came out, you could guide us to some really cool spots.
Yeah, it'd be my pleasure.
Okay. All right, awesome. Because I think unless you traditionally hike those trails or you bike that area, you miss so much of what you know to look for, because as a tourist, we might not see it. So, all right, cool. I've got your info. So more info on REI Adventures in Arizona, just go to REI.com. Actually, that's destinations.REI.com/Arizona, or just REI.com is good, right? They can get you there, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, and it's a great way to travel. I'm a Midwesterner. I know how it is in the wintertime. So come on down, take a break from it, and we'll get you out to having some fun.
Where are you from?
Oh, the Twin Cities.
Oh, you do know about winter.
I do. No wonder.
You're in Arizona now.
Safe with the tornadoes.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
You guys are staying safe up there.
That has been a concern, and the tornado warnings have been lifted, right, Mary?